Leslie Gaunt, National Park Ranger.
We're at Scotts Bluff National Monument in western Nebraska. Several things are special about the site. The one that's best known is that the Oregon, California, and Pony Express trails came through here. The Mormon Trail was on the north side of the river, but the pass that is within the monument boundaries is Mitchell Pass. We're practically standing on the trail right now. And what makes this a big deal for the immigrants was that it shoved them away from the river. If you were on the south side of the river, you couldn't stay next to the river through here because we have what we call our badlands between the bluff and the river. Couldn't get across that. And originally you couldn't get through Mitchell Pass. 1851 is when the first wagons actually went through here.
They truly were the trailblazers, that leading group of people.
It was either the military or the traders who cut that pass, and it's one wagon wide, which made them go single file. This is not normal. This is what Hollywood makes us think of. They wanted to spread out because they didn't want to eat each other's dust.
Why should somebody come and visit?
Well, if you're a history buff, the trail is a big deal. If you're at all into geology, our bluffs don't have vegetation on the face. You can see the layers very clearly. And since it's not folded or uplifted, it's in order. Then rivers came through, cut down, and we see the story.
Well, thank you so much, Leslie. What a pleasure.
Thank you. It's great to have people out here.
Yes. And do you have a website?
It's nps.gov/scbl.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.